My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Who they want?
Baseball Spo. Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo.
I maintain the heart of Central for our guy, Adam Spillane. Baseball Spo, our Astros insider here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Atitula, in the loop.
He's looking at me.
And Spo, what has caught your attention as you've walked in the studio here with us?
Is that from like when you played?
No. This is from when he played, actually. I had this one on for one segment, but it was squeezing my scalp. I would have had a headache
for a
week.
How can you even hear, though?
I got the headphones.
There's ear holes in there.
Yeah. Hey.
All right, so if you're not familiar with what Spo is talking about, it is John Lopez paying off his bet after his Texas A&M Aggies fell to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, Sean's alma mater. And so he has the duty of wearing a football helmet from past decades for the entirety of the show. Previously, in
I
the
wore
first
this
segment,
one in the last segment for Clinton Ron.
Okay, very nice. What looks like a Rudy 70s like, era helmet.
Yeah. I wore that for the first segment, but it was...
He bailed out. He said it was too tough, too heavy.
It was painful.
Too painful. And so he went a few decades back with the leather helmet that he's wearing right now.
Yeah.
Looking ridiculous, but sounding fantastic, as he always does.
We got to stop gambling at this station.
That's the takeaway. Please, no more gambling.
It's not going good here.
All right, so, Spo, the Astros yesterday, I said today, but yesterday they got their first break in 18 games. How do you kind of encapsulate that 18-game stretch for them? Because I know that they had some ups and downs. They finish it out, obviously, with the actual loss with the Reds, but, I mean, they had won 5 previous. Like, how do you encapsulate the fullness of that stretch, which I thought was somewhat of a litmus test for this Astros team?
They finished 2 games over 500, and they played a lot of games against a lot of good teams. Mm-hmm. They had 3 games against the White Sox to start it, 3 games against the Reds to finish it, but the 15 games in between, I mean, you're looking at playoff teams, and then the Red Sox are right on the edge. And I'm not just talking about, like, wild card teams. I mean, the Orioles are one of the best teams in the league. Mm-hmm. Philly's one of the best teams in the league. The Royals had been playing great when they got here, and they did surprisingly well in those games. So I think that and they gained ground in the division. Like, they increased their lead in the division. So that 18-game stretch is a success, except for the fact that now you're dealing with this Alex Bregman thing, which is weird, and I don't know what to think of it at this point. So,
hey, did you hear Kyle Tucker actually broke his leg?
It's just so stupid.
Did you hear?
It's
not a bruise after all.
I don't even know where to start.
Okay. Pick a place. Let's work through it.
Because it's, to me, organizationally, this is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not embarrassing that they misdiagnosed it at the beginning, because that happens.
I don't think they did, but go ahead.
No, I do think that they did. I think that in the beginning, they saw the scan, and, you know, there's so much swelling around there, and it's probably a small fracture, and they just missed it. And that happens. That happens all the time. But to then continue to go on with the ruse for 3 months is And listen, I don't know when they saw it. You know, maybe it was a week. Listen, if it's a week and you go on with the ruse for 3 months, that's bad. If it's 6 weeks, if it took you 6 weeks to figure it out. It wasn't 6 weeks.
After 2 weeks, they would have said, hey, wait a minute.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the other part of this whole thing is that you don't know when they actually caught it.
Sure.
And then here's what's even worse. And I give so much credit to Chandler Rome for reporting the story and doing the work that went into it. Chandler asked Dana Brown twice on Saturday.
Yes.
He asked him twice,
yeah,
and Dana Brown lied about it,
mm-hmm,
only to come 48 hours later and say, oh, yeah, it turns out it was cracked.
Yeah.
Or it was a fracture, whatever it is. So I just don't understand what the point of hiding it is. And this feeds into all the other narratives about everything that people have said about the Astros now for the last however many years. And here's the other thing. If Alex Bregman is not in the lineup today, then here come some more questions.
For sure.
Because what are they hiding now about this? Because Joe Espada said on Sunday that Bregman was trending towards being able to play Monday. He did not play Monday. Now you have the off day. You had the off day yesterday. If he's not in there today, something else is up. And I don't know what to believe at this point because they just spent the last 3 months lying to me.
Yeah, and to that end, right, I think we were asking the question of what possibly could they stand to gain in whatever subterfuge, and that's the best framework that I could possibly.
And it's not
put
a competitive advantage,
right? Like, is there anything that stood that could be stand to be gained? And I know that some people were talking about, well, you know, it came after kind of the trade deadline kind of comes around. Is it possible that maybe there was some level of attempt to trade him? Like, I just can't see what the possible benefit would be.
No, because guess what? The other teams get to look at your medicals, and if a team trades for Kyle Tucker thinking that he has a bone bruise in his leg, and they check out the scan, oh no, it turns out it's actually broken, then what's the point? And they were never going to trade Kyle Tucker anyways.
Right.
They were in the race in August.
Yeah.
So it's not like they were going to start selling off parts in August in with Kyle Tucker being one of those. So I don't know what there was to gain. I really don't. I've been spending the last 2 days trying to figure out what there was to gain by it, and I can't think of anything. It makes the, you know, you put the player in this position where I'm sure you guys have seen it on the text line. I've heard it. I've had many people say it to me. It's like, well, why is he not playing? Is he soft?
Well, that's exactly right.
Is he soft? Is he boycotting because he wants an extension and they haven't offered him anything? So you just throw in all these other questions, and I don't know what there was to gain.
It makes the player look bad.
Yeah,
it makes the medical staff look bad. It makes the athletic trainers look bad.
Their medical staff looks absolutely incompetent.
Yes.
That it took them, because we all thought it was a bone bruise. So it takes them 3 months to rehab a bone bruise. And then don't forget, they've got all these pitchers that were supposed to come back and have not been able to get these pitchers back. Whether it was Lance McCullers and Luis Garcia were supposed to be contributors this season. Neither one of them will. Jose Urquidy was supposed to pitch this season. He was making rehab starts in Sugar Land. He was a start away from getting to the big leagues. He winds up needing Tommy John surgery. J.P. France, the GM even said they brought J.P. France back too early. He needed season-ending surgery.
Yeah.
Penn Murphy had to come back from his rehab. He's not going to pitch this season. So, I mean, there's some issues that need to be figured out here. And this is going back. This isn't just this year. You know, McCullers last year could not make it back to play. And he
go back to Verlander, you know, the whole Chandler Rome thing back in the day.
And Jake Myers coming back too early in 2022. And James Cook even saying, yeah, we need to reevaluate our return to play stuff here.
Yeah.
Because something's, and this is again something that Chandler Roman harped on. And Chandler, and I give him credit again, he's been on Dana Brown about, okay, James Click said that he wanted to reevaluate kind of their return to play philosophies. Has that been done? And it doesn't sound like it has. And, you know, the GM has changed, you know, since 2022. Training staff is still basically the same. So I don't know. I don't want to call for anybody to be fired or anything like that. I think that's too crazy. But something does need to be like looked into with what's going on here. A, the dishonesty, and B, why can't we get pitchers back?
Yeah. And you know, the first part you talked about, like right now, they can say anything at all, and I'm going to immediately default to, well, they're probably lying.
I did it for 3 months, and I look like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, flat out, I look like an idiot for that. And it's hard to take anything that they say.
Yeah.
With any grain of salt,
Bregman.
At this point,
I think they're lying.
Yeah, I think that's why.
I shouldn't.
I think that's why Bregman came out. Remember, Bregman held media availability when they announced that he wasn't even going on the IL. They just said, "Oh yeah, he's going to talk. He's not playing today. He's going to talk in the clubhouse." Like, he got out in front of it. I don't know if he wants them talking.
Yeah.
You know, for him at this point, especially when he's got free agency coming up around the corner. So I don't know. Everything is just, it's weird, it's bizarre, and it makes no sense why they would handle things the way that.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
They are handling them.
Before we let you go, Spo, I do want to talk about Justin Verlander, mm-hmm. who is, you know, the biggest name when it comes to the rotation, but is very quickly kind of sliding down that rotation ranking. I know that there was even conversation on the morning show that they had about whether or not he would be in a playoff rotation for you at this moment. 5 earned runs and didn't get out of the 5th on Monday. Where does he stand in it when it comes to this rotation, possibly even when it comes to playoff time?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the good news for him and for them is that they've got time to figure it out. And, you know, he's made 3 starts since coming off the IL. He's probably got 4, maybe 5, but probably 4 starts to get better. And I do think on the positive end, you know, velocity's been okay. You know, it hasn't been great, but it's been okay. But he can still get it up to 95. You know, he got up to 95.9 in that first start back. He's faced 3 really good offenses in these 3 starts, so that's something that probably should be taken into account. He's talked about his mechanics being off, which makes sense when you mm-hmm. consider that he's missed as much time as he's missed. Now, if anyone can figure out his mechanics, it's Justin Verlander. So if they can get that, and again, they've got 4 starts, sure. you know, to work this out, and he will probably start against the Diamondbacks this weekend, and that's not exactly an easy lineup to face. He's not going to get, you know, it's going to be a 4th start against a 4th really good offense. But if anybody can get this stuff figured out, it's him. Now, if we're having the same conversation in 3-4 weeks, then I don't think that they would hesitate. I don't think they're going to give him a start in the postseason for sentimentality purposes. I just don't think that's how they're going to operate. And I go back to Zach Greinke in 2021. Greinke had an ERA in the mid-3s through the end of August. Then he got COVID, and he came back from COVID, and he did not pitch well. He was bad in all 3 of his starts to end the season. And the only reason why he pitched any in the postseason in 2021 was because McCullers got hurt. Mm-hmm. So they will not hesitate to sit a guy if they don't think that he's up to it and that there are guys that are better than him. Again, Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke aren't quite the same, but they're not going to, I truly don't think they will give him a start for sentimentality purposes, but I do think that he will figure out his mechanics, and I do think that you will see a much better version of Justin Verlander these last 4 starts.
I know you're a big baseball guy. 136 losses, I think, is the record. Is that correct?
Is it? well, they won't get to 136.
You don't think?
No, I think the most they can lose is 131.
I'll have to go back and double check. It might be 124. I might just be inflating it. But
no, they're right now, if they lose out, they're 31-131, which is just absolutely hilarious. I don't think they'll lose out.
Well, yeah, 134 is the Cleveland Spiders back in 1899.
They won't lose 134. But
120 is the is second.
Modern day. When was 120?
That was in 62.
That was the 62 Mets.
Yeah.
I mean, 120 is basically a lock. Because I said, what, they're
31-109.
31-109, so they basically have to, split their last 22 games. So a team that has won 22% of their games over the course of the season is not playing 500 baseball. That's just not going to happen. So 120 is happening. It's just a matter of, can they get to 125? Probably not going to get to 130, but 125 is definitely in play. And it's just, you watch any of the White Sox postgame stuff?
How about last night?
Oh, just
glorious. Glorious. It'll come back around on the program.
Ozzie Guillen just ripping everybody. Oh, yeah. Just the best part of the season.
Someone that you can't rip. Our guy, Baseball Spo, Adam Spillane, Astros Insider. Appreciate you hanging out with us, my man. There you go. We'll talk more about what's happened with the White Sox later and what's popping, because it's just comical. Three Stooges like. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL where cornerback pay continues to get, we get more insight into it. We'll talk about that and more next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.